Good evening, Mr. Jesse. I'm on the remote station because I'm babysitting a house for the wife. So I'm checking to see if you're going to do Netlogger, if you want me to open it.
Can you do it? I am limited on my access right now.
Alrighty, let me get the door open.
Yeah, it works better if you do it because I'm not always, I can't, well, see, I'm not linked into QRZ, so it doesn't populate for me. But hey, thank you for being here tonight, Bob, and how you been doing, sir?
I'm doing good, and hopefully Mr. Moe will join us. He should get his little tube on Saturday.
All right, roger, roger. That sounds great. I hope he's in here tonight, man. I'll be looking forward to hearing from him. How am I coming in?
You're a little light right now, but I hear you okay.
Okay, roger, roger. Hey, KI4JCZ, how are you picking up Bob?
Howdy, Bob. KI4JCZ, Mike out of South Carolina, and we're picking Bob up just fine to answer your question there, Jeff.
Okay, roger, roger, Mike. Yeah, he was coming in like 20 over here, so I'm glad you're copying him okay.
Is Mike going to stick around for the net? And if he does, can I have his call slowly?
You can have my call sign. I'll give it to you again. I'm going to stick around for a little while, but I have to get up in the AM, so I'm not sure how much participation I will be engaged in. But it's Kilo India 4, Juliet Charlie Zulu.
I know it's a 4, but there's static. Say it again for me.
Kilo India 4, Juliet Charlie Zulu.
Okay, Bob, it's Kilo India 4, Juliet Charlie Zulu.
I'm showing Freeman in South Carolina, but he goes by Mike.
Roger, roger. Hey, Mike,
okay, I've got the name corrected, and he's in there as number 3.
Okay, roger, roger. Sorry, Bob. Do we have any other check-ins for the Wednesday night Liberty Net? Taking early check-ins. Only got 1 minute till anyway, so anyone else out there would like to check in? KT4Z.
Kilo, Oscar 4, Golf, Sierra Tango, Robbie out of Lancaster.
Say it again. Kilo, Oscar, 4, Golf. I need the last 2.
Sierra Tango.
All right, Robbie. I got you in there.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, how's my signal down there, Rob?
What's that, Jeff?
How is my signal holding up?
You're pushing 20 over.
Okay, roger, roger. I guess Mike's about picking me up about somewhere near the thing.
Actually, I've still got you about S9, just above the noise there, Jeff. It's pretty noisy where I'm at.
Well, I'm about to fix that really quick here, so if that didn't help, I don't know what will.
That sounds just a little bit better. So, yeah, I'm sure that that's going to help everybody all the way around.
40 over here in Ohio.
Hey, very good. Hey, this is KG4ZXNSC. This is the Wednesday night Liberty Net, ladies and gentlemen, and this is Jesse, your your net controller out of the Brooder Frog State of Pennsylvania. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, yep, that's right, Brooder Frog State of Pennsylvania. Hey, we're finally getting an audit done, guys. Now, if they will do it on a legit basis, we'll be really in good shape. This is Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and it is $2,200 here on the East Coast, and I am Jesse out of Pennsylvania, Diverted Fraud State, and once again, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. We're taking check-ins, so anyone with or without Capper?
KO4FE.
Mr. Bill, KO4FE. Good evening, sir.
Yeah, how you doing, Jesse?
Oh, I'm doing very well, sir. How you doing yourself there, Mr. Bill? I was going to call you earlier, seeing if you got all that rain we got.
We got a little bit of rain early this morning, but nothing after that.
Hey, Roger. Yeah, it was coming and going here all day. I don't know what was going on, but hey, good to hear you, and booming 40 over.
Well, that sounds good. A little bit of noise, but everybody's coming in, so I'm looking forward to the net. Carry on, KO4FE.
Okay, Roger, Roger, Bill. Thanks for being here tonight, and always good. Hey, Bob, before I forget, let me ask you this. What number are you?
I put you down as number one. I'm down as number two. Mike is number three. Robbie's number four, and Bill is number five.
Okay, Roger, Roger. I was just writing it down in order, and we got you at the top of the list, so very good. All right, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I am Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-Ray, Anna Charlie, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. And we're taking further check-ins. Anyone else would like to join us tonight?
Put down Laura as number six. Nancy, two. Juliet, Tango, Tango, Foxtrot.
Okay, one more time for Lowell.
Laura, Marty and Laura, N2JTTF.
Oh, okay, Laura. Okay, I'm blinded. I'm not hear that properly. All right, well, we got Miss Laura in two, JTTF, and thanks for being there, Miss Laura, tonight, and Mr. Marty, net manager, into IRJ. Thanks for being there tonight in monitoring mode, guys, and hope you guys are doing well. All right, let's see if we have any other check-ins. This is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm Jesse. I'm out of the Brooder Road, State of Pennsylvania once again, and we're looking for check-ins. Yeah, we're getting a little bit of static crashes here periodically, but we're doing all right, I guess. All right, this is Liberty Net on Wednesday night. It is 7/14/2021, and we're still taking some check-ins. So anyone else out there would like to check in tonight, call now. I guess it might be one of those nights. Hey, this is Liberty Net, and I am Jesse, and it is Wednesday night, ladies and gentlemen, and this is KG4ZXC, Jesse here, and the out of the Diverted Fraud State of Pennsylvania, and this is let's see, what is the night? Oh, there ain't nothing special about the night, ladies and gentlemen. But, hey, I will pay something here in a few minutes. So, hope everybody got their receive on really good tonight. A lot of good information coming out. So, hopefully something interesting to some of you guys. Hey, Well, I guess we'll go ahead and start the net. It's 5 after the hour. So this is KG4ZXC. So, Mr. Bob, would you care to open the net? Or do you want me to go ahead and pull that up?
I will be happy to do it for you, over.
Okay, roger, roger. Well, take it away, Bob, and thank you, sir.
All righty. Good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty net tonight from KG4ZX to the sea, your net controller. This is a directed net, and I believe it's the longest-running and only current event discussion net on amateur radio now and since the year of 1974, founded by the late Victor Messick, W1WCR. This is the Arium net, the gold standard. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the real, the great Liberty net. With that being said, I will open with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This is KJLY, back to KG4ZX Tennessee.
All right, thank you, Bob, and good evening, everybody on the net. This is Jesse out of the voter fraud state of Pennsylvania, where we're actually going to get an audit. Even after the Attorney General decided that he was going to put some woes on it, and the Attorney General and Tom Wolf himself has been very nasty. They're gonna stop everybody from using third-party machines, supposedly, because when they tamper with the ones they have, they can't use them no more. So they're looking at buying and purchasing new machines after the audit. Same as Arizona, which is phenomenal. Well, anyway, I got this story I want everybody to be aware of, and this is off the Gateway Pundit. Breaking news. Arizona Senate is going to hold their hearings Thursday morning at 10 a.m. on the Arizona audit. So that's tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to get a glimpse of what's about to take place out of Arizona, that little bit of information is going to be broadcasted live off the Gateway Pundits, and they got links down here so you can watch it live. So please definitely get in there and check it out. The Arizona Senate President Karen Fan announced the public election audit hearing tomorrow at 10 a.m. That's going to be Mountain Central time, so let's see, that would be 12 o'clock here on the East Coast, I think. All right, with that, this is KG4ZXC. I was going to bring up something else real quick, but I'm going to get started with Mr. Bob. So KAY, Mr. Bob out of Ohio. Come on in, sir.
All righty, Mr. Jesse. I'm going to make my first round a little bit quicker. My second one, I have an article from the Epic Times. KAY to open the door. So I've got an article here about Canada announced this week it will ban the sale of new internal combustion engine cars and light trucks by the year 2035 as part of its efforts to fight climate change, reported from Reuters. Reuters explained. Canada joins a growing list of countries banning the fuel-guzzling vehicles, with Britain saying it will ban ICE vehicles, internal combustion engine vehicles, by 2030, and Norway, another country with extremely cold winters, having announced it to be the same in 2025. Now, I'm sorry, people, but electric motor vehicles are not wonderful in the cold. They like the warmth because the air conditioning is easy to run, but they don't like the cold. It eats up the battery, but it's another way for the government to keep you from traveling very far. My other article is about if you have Mint Mobile, has apparently been targeted by attackers who grabbed subscribers' personal information, including names, addresses, telephone numbers, email addresses, passwords, billing amounts, international call detail information, telephone numbers in your records, account numbers, and subscription features, and forward it to another carrier. The information comes via a Reddit post depicting a screenshot of a message that was sent out to affected Mint Mobile subscribers. The breach occurred between June 8th and June 10th of 2021. I don't even know if we have that in the state of Ohio. I don't remember seeing Mint Mobile, but just another piece. Hackers are at it. Ever since that one hacking attack in good old Sleepy Sloppy Joe, which I'm telling you what, that pipeline hack, I have suspicion there. Truly have suspicion. With that being said, I'll give it back to you, Mr. Jesse. KG4ZX and a C, KAJOY.
Hi, very good, Bob. You, excuse me, wow. Well, what I was getting ready to say there, Bob, is, you know, these electric cars, I've been paying attention to them going up and down the road lately, and, you know, I always see them. They're never speeding, and they're never going beyond a certain speed limit most of the time. Oh, by the way, this Tesla I seen yesterday, it had a personalized tag on it, and it was going down the interstate, and I was thinking to myself, I need to go around this guy. So anyway, I got there close enough, and you know what was on the tag? It said, no hand. So, yeah, until it hits a wall.
Very true. And how many electric cars, I guess Elon Musk made a joke about, well, look at all the gasoline car fires. Look at all the gasoline cars. And compare the amount of fires in the Tesla brand to how many Teslas are on the road. They have a bad problem. Those batteries get hot. They have issues with them. And they'll especially have problems in the cold climate because charging them is just working those batteries. So to charge them fully in cold climates, you've got to warm the batteries up, which takes more electricity. And electricity doesn't come from the sky. It's produced by burning fuel. So just another bunch of crap. We need to get the President Trump back in there to get these restrictions to go away. So, of course, my license plate, Jesse, on my Tesla was Crash It. C-R-A-S-H-I-T. Crash It. Over.
Oh, that's funny, Bob. Well, you know, it's funny how everybody seems to have their own little nickname for these things and personalized tags. But, yeah, man, I still will not go out of my way to do anything with a Tesla car or anything electric because if we're having blackouts now and in this heat wave that supposedly is coming across the U.S., and we're going to have heat waves, you know, how in the heck you going to be able to charge up your car when there's blackouts? Well, until, I'll say it again, when I see the military go to electric automobiles and electric tanks and Jeeps and Humvees and all their special equipment, then I'll consider it. Hi, Bob, thanks again, sir. K-A-J-O-Y. Mr. Mike, you are next on the list, KI4JCZ. Come on in.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Bob. Nice intro topic to kind of comment on. Anyway, this is Mike out of South Carolina, KI4JCZ. Going to take a somewhat different stand on the electric vehicles. I agree 100% with everything that is said. That being said, the overall technology of electric vehicles is absolutely beautiful. They work great, fantastic. Less parts to deal with, less maintenance, all of the above. Where's the problem? Like everyone has already addressed, batteries. You've got to give some electricity to go somewhere. And then for how long, what's the range, blah, blah, blah. Old arguments, not going to get settled anytime soon. And basically, the only way you can do it effectively is the way we do diesel locomotives. You put a generator on it and run the batteries off of that. Wait a minute. They call those hybrids. They've been around a while. But as far as fuel goes, let's get down to brass tacks here. We all know what's coming. The oil companies are part of this whole problem. They are just chomping at the bit to see gasoline go up $7, $8, $9, $10 a gallon here in the United States. That's what they want. They're all for it. They're complicit with the whole shebang. So there you go. Just stop and think about it. There's all kinds of shenanigans going on behind the scenes with corporate and with government. We all know this. That's what we all talk about every time the Liberty Net convenes. So just my thoughts on the matter. I'll hand it back over to you, Jesse. KI4JCZ, Mike out of South Carolina.
Hey, very good, Mike, and not bad signal coming in right now. A little bit crashy on the signal with some static crashes. Other than that, not too bad. Thanks for being here tonight, Mike. Good to hear you again. KI4JCZ out of South Carolina. Appreciate you being there. And there's something else I was going to add to Bob's comment about something else there. But they'll come to me in a minute. Hey, let's move it down to Mr. Rob, also in state of South Carolina. KO4GST, Mr. Rob, you have the deck, sir. Take it away.
Thank you, KG4ZXT, Wednesday night, Liberty Net. This is Robbie out of state of South Carolina, where it's 100% humidity and the mosquitoes are state birds, and the lizard man is still a topic. And I got this story about out of the Insider. It says, former Kamala Harris staffer sent a report about the VP's office dysfunction to their therapist, saying, rarely in life are we publicly vindicated. Imagine that, people. It's not all rainbows and sunshines in paradise. Several former staffers to Vice President Harris echoed reporting about her office being dysfunctional. Many ex-staffers told The Inside that Harris's previous offices were toxic and unpredictable. One person forwarded a report to their therapist with a note that read, rarely in life are we publicly vindicated. Sounds like everybody's crying. Somebody grab the tissue. Several former staffers to Vice President Kamala Harris were not surprised to read reports that her office environment is being called unhealthy and dysfunctional, according to an insider report published Wednesday. A bombshell Politico report last month described a tense workplace at the VP's White House operation that swept the wildfire among former aides to Harris, many of whom recognized themselves in the stories as ex-staffers told The Insider. Wow, a former Harris staffer wrote in response to the text about the article. This is quite a story. Thank you for flagging. One former Harris staffer forwarded the Politico report to their therapist with a note that read, rarely in life are we publicly vindicated. That former staffer said that they had been seeking therapy once they learned President Joe Biden picked Harris as his running mate to resolve trauma from on-the-job abuse endured when they worked for Harris. Insider's Robin Bravender spoke with 12 former Harris staffers about the office's culture. When Harris was San Francisco's district attorney, California's attorney general, and a U.S. senator, several ex-staffers described Harris as unpredictable and said that she had a habit of hanging up the phone on her staff. One told the Insider that the attorney general's workplace was toxic and reactionary. Imagine that. Some, on the other hand, expressed concerns with the narrative that Harris' office was abusive and said that they had loved working for her. One person described their time in Harris' previous office as the best experience of their life. Senior advisors to the vice president have pushed back on the latest reports about her dysfunctional workplace environment. There's no consternation among aides, Harris's chief spokesperson Simone Sanders said earlier this month, according to Axios. This is not true. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki
also dismissed the reports during a press briefing on July the 2nd. I try not to speak to or engage on anonymous reports or anonymous sources, Psaki said. I would say that the vice president is an incredibly important partner to the president. She has a challenging job, a hard job, and she has a great supportive team of people around her. But other than that, I'm not going to have any more comments on those reports. Now see, if this is how they treat the people that they're supposed to take care of, just walking all over them like doormats, how are they going to treat us? Like another doormat. And last time I checked, the United States was not a doormat. When we need to stop letting these people walk all over us, and we need to be the red-winged cheese instead walking across the map. KO4ZST, Wednesday Night Liberty Net.
Hey, very good, Rob. And yes, you're absolutely correct. The United States is not a doormat. I'm just still kind of confused. You keep saying VP. What does VP stand for? Vindictive person. Because she ain't a vice president, it's a vindictive person. Kay Harris. You know, they always say Kay Harris. Kamala. Kathleen Harris is what she is. You ever heard that crazy woman? She sounds like the dang witch off of dang Wizard of Oz. So, I tell you what, it's amazing. And this is the people that they put in place to steal the election. Oh my God, I just can't quite get over this yet, and I don't think I ever will. But I'm gonna tell you, we need to stay on focus, guys, and everybody needs to start remembering that we can impeach these people and get rid of these people once and for all. You know, we can impeach them. Look what's happened to Newsom out in California. He's doing everything he can to keep his little sorry ass in power. But, you know, that's how it goes. Now I'm rambling. Hey, KO4GST, thanks for being there tonight, Rob. And let's move it down the list. So, KO4FE, Mr. Bill, come on in, sir.
Okay, KG4ZXC, Liberty Net from KO4FE. Okay, well, I guess there was some discussion about the price of gasoline and oil. I don't know. I know oil is going up, and usually gas tracks it roughly. And I'm talking to some guys I know that used to, when we used to work in the fracking industry, they're not seeing a big increase in work yet. I know when I was in it from about, 2013 up to 17, in the beginning, I mean, we were working like crazy. I mean, 60 hours a week was standard. That was minimum. A lot of times we were working 7-12s. Truck drivers were maxing out their time all the time. I mean, we were making money. And now it's still kind of, it's slow. A little bit of increase, but not much. But it was pretty dead. When I got out of it in 17, it was dying pretty bad. And it got worse, but now it's increasing just a little bit. But it ain't one tenth or even one hundredth of what it was back in 2013 to about 16. It was really going then. I mean, a lot of people were making money. And I'm not talking about the oil companies. I'm talking about average working people. So anyway, the money doesn't all go to the oil companies. And plus, they were spending a lot of money, too. But anyway, that's, something that's I got no control over. I don't drive enough anymore to worry about gasoline prices. But anyway, we got some other things going on. This is just another one of these stories here that I'm going to talk about that just makes you realize or think that, you know, this society's done. Let's listen to this insanity. This is off the Gateway Pundit. Headline, London Library apologizes for hiring, quote, rainbow dildo butt monkey, unquote, to encourage children to read. They got a picture of this freak, and he's dressed up in a monkey suit. He's got a big rainbow-colored dildo hanging out. They got it blocked in the Gateway Pundit picture, but I saw the actual picture on another website. And it says here, a London. Can you imagine this? This dirtbag degenerate showing up at a library to teach children how to read. I mean, this is just unbelievable. But anyway, let me get into this story. It says a London public library has issued an apology after hiring a man to dress as a rainbow-colored, bare-bottomed, dildo-swinging monkey to encourage children to read. Red Bridge Library Summer Reading Challenge event at the Good Mays Library in East London sent shockwaves through social media's footage of the monkey thrusting his prosthetic penis at passing vehicles went viral. Oh, Jesus. The sick performer, now known online as the Rainbow Dildo Butt Monkey, is part of the Mandiga Arts Group. The Standard reports that Rainbow Council said they did not arrange the event, and it was organized by Vision Redbridge Culture and Leisure, a registered charity and a non-profit organization who has since apologized to residents. Apologized, like they didn't know what they were doing. A charity. Who gives money to this crap? They ought to publish the names of all the people that have given money for this pack of degenerates. So anyway, it says, following the mass outrage from both local parents and the rest of the world, the library has now issued an apology and said this will never happen again. During an event put on at the library today, there was a performance by a carnival arts company. Unfortunately, one of the animal costumes was inappropriate. See how they soft pedal it. It was inappropriate, which we were not aware of at the time of booking. We deeply apologize for the offense caused. This is being looked into. Their statement posted to Twitter began. You know, this nutball that showed up at the library should have been arrested. Not allowed to go out in the street and wave his dildo around. Well, anyway, it said the statement continued on to say that a further statement will be made. This event was arranged by Vision and not Red Bridge Council. Upon receiving complaints passed on by the leader and deputy leader, we ceased the performance. Oh, God. They let it go on, and they only stopped it because people were complaining. And they're truly apologetic for the distress caused to the residents. This will never happen again. The Bizarre Artist Group said in a statement, now listen to this, quote, we never intended to offend residents. Oh, you didn't? I mean, what the hell? We respect everyone's individual opinion with no offense to any part. You know, this is what goes on in the libraries. This is how they want to teach the kids how to read, having this unspeakably obscene degenerate come into a library and be around kids. And notice, the library didn't stop him they only stopped it once people started complaining, so that shows you the library would have been fine with it, except that too many people were raising hell. It's this world's going nuts. Here's another example. This is more insanity. I mean, this is unbelievable. This is off the blaze. Viral video, trans man gives birth to baby and trans woman unsuccessfully tries to nurse the child. Yeah. This is allowed on Twitter, but if you post anything about Trump, you get banned. Well, anyway, let's cover this insanity. It says a transgender couple has gone viral for their decidedly unconventional family in which the trans man, or biological female, gave birth to their child while the trans woman, a biological male, attempted to nurse the baby. Now, first off, that's totally ridiculous because it's the woman that has the baby that the hormones generate milk in her breast. You don't just stick a baby up. This just makes you want to go nuts. Says that the trans woman whose name was Patrona and who identifies as the child's mother, despite not birthing the child. Now, wait a minute. Let me get this straight. The trans woman, I can't sort this nonsense out. Man, I'll just read it. It says that the trans woman whose name is Patrona and who identifies as the child's mother despite not birthing the child can be seen in the now viral video unsuccessfully attempting to breastfeed the couple's newborn baby. This is a man trying to do this. The video, a clip from Facebook. Oh, they're on Facebook too. But you can't talk about the election corruption or Trump without getting banned. But this crap can be on Facebook. Says the video, a clip from Facebook's 9 months with Courtney Cox, shows Patrona laying in bed with transgender male Ahanu. That's the name they give, who identifies as the child's father despite giving birth to the child. I feel sorry for this damn kid, I'll tell you. And the couple's child, both Ahanu and Patrona, just with those names, you know they're nuts, are topless in the video, and Ahanu's elective mastectomy scars are visible alongside a postpartum stomach as Patrona fruitlessly tries to breastfeed the couple's child. Oh, God. In the clip, Ahanu asks Patrona, are they getting any milk? In this case, is a reference to the baby whose gender has not been identified at the time of this reporting. Oh, God. This kid. Patrona responds, the baby has been able to latch, but I've not been able to produce any milk. Yeah, because you're a damn man. Oh, God. That's okay because I'm going to supplement the feeding with formula so my baby is still getting the nutrients that they need, but I'm still feeling hopeful. Oh, God. I can't take it. I can't read this crap. They're complaining about Christian supremacy. He's had a lot of trauma from Christians, his family that didn't like who the hell likes it? These people are crazy. They're out of their mind. The whole world's going crazy, Jesse. KG4ZXC, Liberty Net from KO4FE.
Hey, very good, Bill. Well, you said it. This is insanity is what it is. Crazy, lunacy, whatever you want to call it, is completely Everything is going against the grain of God, and you know, everybody out here has seen it, and just to, I don't even want to bring up that article, but yeah, butt monkey. I mean, come on. People, what is wrong with you? Not the Liberty Net people, because I'm preaching to the choir when it comes to this, but man, there's so many people out there that have no sense of direction. They dress up like this. They pushing their crap on us. I don't go out and tell everybody to go and go to church. I don't go tell everybody that they got to go get a vaccination. I don't go tell everybody that they need to cut their dang grass. I don't tell people that it's time to take your medication. You know, people need to get their nose out of everybody else's business, for one, and these dumbasses out here need to be dang took care of in the back alley, in my book. But you know, I'm not provoking any violence, but I just want to say that there's other ways to deal with these type of people. But anyway, Bill, you're absolutely right. The insanity continues, and it just keeps escalating on and on. But hey, thanks for being here tonight, Bill, and very good comments. And yeah, I understand completely why you don't want to read any more of it, because it's just downright disappointing. Well, anyway, thank you, Bill. KM4FE. Let's see, into JTTF, Miss Laura. Thanks for being here tonight, Miss Laura. Good to have you aboard and monitoring mode. You and Mr. Marty, net manager, into IRJ. It is the bottom of the list, so let's take a quick pause real quick and see if there's any late check-ins. Any late check-ins for the Wednesday night Liberty Net. Call now.
Kilo Charlie 3, Papa Tango Charlie.
Was that Oscar Tango Charlie?
Papa Tango Charlie. Protect the Constitution.
Alright, protect the Constitution. I like that. Name and location.
Name's Tim Tango, India Mike, in Havertown, Pennsylvania, about 2 miles west of Philadelphia.
Okay, roger, roger. Mr. Kim, well, thank you for coming by tonight. If you stand by a second, and I'll come right back to you. Let me see if we got any other check-ins. But we got you in there, sir. Hey, do we have any other check-ins for the Wednesday night Liberty Net? Call now.
N4ROQ, we're listening right now, Jesse, but we should have something here in a little while.
Okay, roger, roger. Mr. Larry out of beautiful Tennessee, thanks again for being here tonight. Mr. Larry, good to hear you. Great, you're sounding good up here. All right, let's see, anyone else? Hey, the last call before we go back up to Mr. Kim. He's on deck, so anyone else for the Wednesday night Liberty Net? This is KG4ZX Tennessee, Jesse out of the voter fraud state of Pennsylvania, here in the Allegheny Mountains. Anyone else? Okay, it looks like it's going to you, Mr. Tim. KC3, PTC, come on in.
Well, I'm pretty new to this net. I haven't really listened for too long. This is my third time that I've joined you. And man, oh man, it's so refreshing to know that I'm not alone. I don't have any articles or anything that I've that come to mind that I want to share. But I do want to say that this world is going nuts. It's just, I don't get it. Something's got to be done. I often wonder what would happen if all of us conservatives, just if every darn one of us, just went ahead and registered Democrat, and just, they wouldn't know who we were. You know, they wouldn't know who their their enemy was. And then just, it's a pie in the sky dream, but man, I the havoc that it would throw to the communists, because the Democrat Party lost its party a long time ago, and people at our level that still identify as Democrats have no clue that their party is gone, and it's long gone. So I'm going to sit back and listen. I really enjoyed this net, and a lot of interesting stuff, and like I said, I'm glad to hear that I'm not alone. So God bless the Republic. Keep your powder dry. This is KC3. Protect the Constitution. Back to net control.
Mr. Jesse, he turned it back to you. Thank you, Mr. Tim, KC3PTC, KJY. I don't know if Mr. Jesse had an amplifier failure or what, but I'm going to say thank you, and I'll stand by here a minute and see if my phone rings or if we hear Jesse.
Roger.
Nothing that you said. Mr. Jesse's had a couple problems with his transmitter in the past, so it could be anything. And now my phone is going off. Let me see. Jesse is telling me something to run the net, so something went amiss. So I will pick it up. No, Tim, it was nothing that you said. KC3PTC, thank you for jumping in with us. So I'm going to go down to Mr. Larry. N4ROQ, Mr. Larry, good evening from Tennessee. I'm on my remote station. It's up to you, over.
Hey, Bob, run the net for a minute until I get this straightened out.
All righty, I got it. Mr. Larry, are you ready or do you want me to move on? Nothing heard from Mr. Larry, so I'm going to pick it up. I have an article from the Epic Times from this week's issue. Let me stand up and turn on the light in the office here so I can read it. I have to flip the page, but I'll start it. Police workforce crisis in Illinois is exacerbated by criminal justice overhaul. Chicago, Illinois. Since Illinois lawmakers passed a major criminal justice reform bill in January, 5 sheriffs have retired early. 6 sheriffs are set to retire this summer, according to the Illinois Sheriffs Association. I need to flip the page here. I think the best way is for me to pick up this microphone and do it this way, because it's an interesting article and I'm on a power mic. Executive Director Jim Kitchick. Quote, this is the most I've seen. They're quitting as a direct result of the legislation. In typical years, only one or two sheriffs would quit before serving their full term, according to this Kitchick. On top of the early retirements, more than 20 Illinois sheriffs have decided not to seek re-election when their term ends. It's sad because these are individuals who have given their life to the profession that they obviously love and are passionate about. And I hate to see them leave under these circumstances. And that's a true statement. You do, it is a job that you really get to enjoy, even though there's some tough times It's some really sad times. Government of SAFE-T made sweeping changes to the Illinois criminal justice system, including abolishing cash bail in 2 years, creating a statewide certification program for police officers, mandating body cams for all Illinois officers by 2025, and allowing, this is a good one, allowing anonymous complaints against the police officer. Now, in my town and in my state, you want to file a complaint against a law enforcement officer? No problem. Put it on paper and sign it. That way, if it's bullshit, it's on you, and it'll be filing a final sweep police report. Here, they're making it so anonymous complaints. Really? Huh. Governor J.B. Pritzker, a Democrat, hailed the Safety Act as ensuring true safety, true fairness, and true justice. Those are all three going to be wrong. But five major Illinois law enforcement organizations, including the ISA, describe this as a monster bill that punishes police officers for doing their jobs and allows criminals to roam free. Society must come to an understanding that the price they will pay for a passive police officer is a more aggressive criminal. How true. For example, the Safety Act makes it a felony for officers to neglect to turn on their body cam or cameras while on duty, prohibits officers from reviewing body camera videos before writing police reports. Bullshit. I mean, that's why you have it, you know, so you can see what was said. I'm telling you, folks, if I tell you to kiss my butt on that camera, I'll put it in the report. I told the person to kiss my butt. In fact, to give you an exact quote, I had a couple that were always in a domestic. And the husband said to me, "Officer so-and-so," which is me, "you think I'm a real ass, don't you?" And on a body camera, I responded, "I most certainly do." He filed a complaint and said I called him an ass. But when you review the camera, I didn't. I disagreed with him. So let's go on with this article. A follow-up bill has addressed some police concerns with the Safety Act, said the original intent and directions of the legislature remained unchanged. He's also concerned about other police reform bills in the lawmaker's pipeline, including one bill that seeks to abolish the qualified immunity for police officers, meaning if the person doesn't like that they got arrested by you, they can sue you and take your house. Nobody is going to want this job. I don't know how they can't see this. He has been a police officer with the Leyland Grove Police Department since 2009. The Illinois Fraternal Order of Police represents roughly 34,000 active and retired rank and file police officers statewide, conducting a member survey right and about this Safety Act. Three in five officers said they would consider early retirement because of the bill. Three in five, and they represent 34,000. Let me go down here further and see if I can find some more details and not read the whole thing. The Chicago FFP represents approximately 8,000 active retired police officers in Chicago. Small departments in southern Illinois also facing hiring woes. The Bloomington Police Department in the most recent hiring cycle, roughly 50 applicants passed the written test in a typical year. There would be around 130 according to the Bloomington Police Department publications officer. Out of the 50 applicants, Foreman predicts about 30 will show up for the follow-up physical and about 15 will pass the test and proceed to background check, which will eliminate 7 more. So out of that 50 applicants, they'll probably come up with 8 people. And then half of those applicants will quit in the academy. So out of 50, they'll have 4. I can tell you, folks, my agency, we're a department of 24. 4 of us are retiring here in the next 2 months. So, and they have no applications. None. They have nobody to apply. And Ohio doesn't have all these strict rules at the moment that these other states have. So that's why the public wants to be armed. And there's another article in the Epic Times about all the Democrats that are buying firearms. They see it's not working out so good. So, with that being said, let me say my call, say KOY. Let me see if Mr. Leary's ready. And if not, I'll move on. N4ROQ, KJY, can you take it? Nothing heard. Let me go to Mr. Mike. KI4JCZ. Mr. Mike in South Carolina. I'm back to you. Over.
Thank you, Bob. This is KI4JCZ. Mike out of South Carolina. Yeah, it's just a few comments on your article there. It's just crazy and kind of obvious to me that this is an attack on, direct attack on the Constitution and the justice system as a whole, because last time I checked, Constitution says that everyone has a right to face their accuser. So, you know, maybe in the name of fairness, what we should do is start demanding the removal of qualified immunity for all public servants, and that way we can get rid of them for sue them personally for misfeasance, nonfeasance, malfeasance, and general inept and ineptitude and just being stupid. So that's my comment on that article. And just have to say that Bill's article about the absurdities that are surfacing on the internet, as usual, is hilarious. We are back to the days of yellow journalism extraordinaire. People need to look up the name Joseph Pulitzer, and they will find that he was the king of yellow journalism, and it's the most outlandish stories they can come up with is what they will publish just so they can get attention. And as far as going viral, let's see. What does that mean, actually? A certain percentage of the net population picks up an article and runs with it and then sends it around to all the friends? Maybe 10% of the people out there are actually doing that. I think there's a saying on the net here, don't feed the monkey. So, you know, you can't give audience to the absurd. So that's where I leave it. And I'm going to have to call it a night, gentlemen. But thank you very much for allowing me to join you tonight. And maybe I can check in again this Saturday or next week. KI4JCZ, Mike out of South Carolina.
All righty, Mike. Thank you very much for joining us tonight. Appreciate your input. Look forward to you on Saturday night. Same time, same channel. KI4JCZ, KJY. Let me run down to Mr. Robbie. KO4TSD. Looks like Jesse lost power, so I don't know what he's doing to get it back. So I don't know if it was momentarily or not. But I'm back to you, Robbie.
Copy that. Thank you, KJY. I was KG4GSC. Gets his stuff back together over there. And I got a little different story here, a little happy story. It says, Dad who never gave up finds abducted son after 24 years. The saga of a desperate dad whose son was abducted 24 years ago has come to a surprisingly happy end with a tearful reunion. Wao Gantang's son, Zai Zhen, was snatched in front of the family home in Shandong Province in China in 1997 when the child was just 2 years old. Wao spent the next two dozen years traveling more than 310,000 miles on 10 different motorbikes to try to find him. Wao was injured and robbed during his epic search, which inspired the film Lost in Love in 2015, starring Hong Kong actor Andy Lau. He spent the family's life savings at times begging for spare change to buy petrol for his bike. He carried photos of his son and touchdown tips, which eventually led to the identification of his son's kidnappers, whose China's Ministry of Public Security described as a couple desperate for money whom had spotted the child playing and snatched him to sell to traffickers.
Authority is inspired by Glau's determination, also persisted in the search, and eventually identified them and the traffickers in a nearby province. Using DNA from the child's parents to positively identify him, those involved in the abduction have been arrested. The police say the son was in good health but did not disclose how he spent the last 24 years. Some local news reports have suggested he was sold to the childless couple who raised him as their own. Lau, who played Glau in the film, expressed his joy over the reunion. I feel extremely happy and inspired today because Brother Glau's son was finally reunited with his parents after 24 years with the effort of the Chinese authorities. Lau wrote in a social media post, I want to tell Brother Glau that I admire his perseverance and to also thank the authorities for their years of hard work. I hope everyone can join me to support anti-human trafficking and that more distraught families can be reunited soon. During his search, Glau became an important asset to missing persons organizations in China, who unfortunately deal with thousands of abductions a year. The reunion was broadcast on Chinese state television, CCTV, during which the mother could be heard crying, "My baby, you came back." Now the child has been found, everything can only be happy from now on, Glau said during the reunion. It is an important day for me. This is a really good story. Just goes to show you, if you know, sometimes if you don't give up and just keep on trying, you never know what can happen. And this man found his son, and that's a great story. KO4, GSC, Wednesday Night Liberty Net.
Well, that definitely is a good story of hope. Thank you, Robbie. A good piece of information. I'm kind of amazed China went to the effort, but I got to say that that's great that he did for that child. Thank you, Robbie. KO4 GSC, KJY. Then we go back to Mr. Bill. Maybe you got another colorful dildo story. KO4 FE, KJY.
Okay, K8JOY, Liberty Net, KO4FE. No, I can't take those stories. I can't even read that. It's mind-blowing that this stuff is even going on. And you got so many people that, oh, well, we're sorry people were offended. We didn't know they would be offended. I mean, no, these people are, I mean, they're gone. Morally gone. But the insanity spreads into everything now. Let's move from the perversion and sexual insanity over to racial insanity, and here we got a these stories just, you know, you'd think you were reading The Onion or the Babylon Bee or something, but these stories are there. I mean, you don't have to look hard for them. Listen to this. This is off Breitbart. It said, top university claims study of viruses is rooted in white supremacy. Well, you know, the study of viruses was only made possible because white people invented microscopes that could look at them and was able to figure out how they operated. I mean, oh God, anyway, this article, it says white supremacy and European colonialism are embedded in the study of viruses and other diseases, according to the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, which has vowed to decolonize its curriculum after advising the British government on the coronavirus pandemic. The alma mater of the Chief Medical Officer for England, Chris Whitty, who has led the government's scientific response to the coronavirus, has vowed to reform its curriculum in order to make the study of tropical diseases, quote, anti-racist. I don't know what that means. The guide issued to staff at the LSHTM told staff that they should examine how they benefited from, there it is again, the guilt mongering, how they benefited from colonialism and racism if they are white, middle class, able-bodied, cis,
heterosexual, there you got to get the sexual crap in there, European or North American, and do not have to worry about their immigration status. The guide, which was seen by the Telegraph, went on to warn graduates against spreading so-called Eurocentric scientific knowledge discovered by white male experts and staff have been told to deprivilege white European and North American men who can, they claim, be seen as white saviors. So let me see if I could translate that gobbledygook. So they don't want any European, Eurocentric scientific knowledge used. They don't want any white male experts working in the field of viruses, because according to these nutcases, they will see themselves as white saviors, not as scientists, not as doctors, but white saviors. Okay, well, anyway, the staff, who are unaware of the Marxist, of course they're unaware, they're idiots. The staff who are unaware of the Marxist concept of decolonizing the curriculum have been pushed by the guide authors to read works such as Rennie Edo Lodge's Why I'm No Longer Talking to White People About Race and Layla F. Sod's Me and White Supremacy, How to Recognize Your Privilege, Combat Racism, and Change the World. Yeah, they want to change it, all right, into something that's not good. Lecturers at the top school have been asked if they could have someone from the Global South teach their students instead of them. Tests and other teaching methods will be reformed to take into account colonial, so-called colonial and post-colonial power dynamics. I'm sure that's going to help medicine and science. And to remove any so-called microaggressions that could make students feel racialized. Oh, God. The leading force behind the decolonizing push at the LSHTM, Professor Kara Hansen, said, quote, "We are making significant progress to ensure that our learning materials are inclusive and do not include racist or colonial perspectives and language." 8 decolonizing. Let me see. This is written kind of bad. It says 8 decolonizing the curriculum facilitators have been appointed to support teaching staff at a series of so-called decolonizing the curriculum in conversation events has showcased how other institutions have been tackling the challenges of decolonizing their curricula. A new post within our Center of Excellence in Learning and Teaching will shortly be advertised to support inclusive curriculum design and delivery. Oh, God, I don't know. You know, it sounds like they're, you know, everything Marxists touch, they destroy. So they're going to destroy science and medicine with this crap. And it goes further than that. Look at this. It's even getting into astronomy. It says Cornell course teaches black holes could be linked to racial blackness. Yeah, I'm going to read that again. That they're talking about, this is an astronomy course. They're talking about black holes that's out in outer space. It says Cornell course teaches that black holes could be linked to racial blackness. So I guess space is racist now. Anyway, let me read this. It's not very long. This is out of the New York Post. Cornell University has introduced an astronomy course to explore the connection between the term black holes and racial blackness. proof, say, critics, that even the hard sciences aren't immune to universal so-called racial hysteria, unquote. Well, the reason they're called black holes is because they're black. There's no light. Light doesn't escape. When, if they can be, granted, a lot of this is theoretical, but I think they have seen them through the Hubble telescope. They're black. There's nothing there. It's a empty place in space that the gravity's so great that it actually bends light. It's not anything to do with black people or whatever. There's also, by the way, what they call white holes, where matter is constantly being expelled. Of course, they don't worry about that. But anyway, let's go keep moving here. Says the course titled Black Holes, Race and Cosmos. Oh, God. Uses work from black studies theorists, artists, and fiction writers to challenge the so-called conventional wisdom about the role that race plays in astronomy. Conventional wisdom would have it that the black and black holes has nothing to do with race. Surely there can be no connection between the cosmos and the idea of racial blackness, can there, reads this college catalog description. Students at the Ivy League school are taught that readings, music, and art implicitly and explicitly posit just the connection. That's straight up Marxism. Everything's theory. Everything has to be brought down to Marxist theory. That's how they destroy everything. Theorists use astronomy concepts like black hole and event horizons to interpret the history of race in creative ways, while artists and musicians conjure blackness through cosmological themes and images, the description says. Oh, God. All right, again, I can't take any more. All right, back to you, Bob. KA8JOY Liberty Net from KO4FE.
Hey, thanks, Bill, and thanks, Bob, for running the net there briefly. I lost power. But thanks, Bill. Yeah, very good. And, yeah, it's hard to read some of this stuff, and I understand why. All right, thanks again, Bill. KO4FE out of southern Pennsylvania, southwest Pennsylvania, clear with Mr. Bill. Thank you again. Mr. Bob, KAJOY, everything sound good over your way again?
Yes, sir, you sound fine. Did you lose power to the room or to your whole house?
It was one... Well, I'm going to be honest with you. If you guys out there use those Anderson pole connectors, beware. They will lose connectivity between circuits. So I lost it between the power supply and my bus bar, which runs all the equipment. And it evidently I didn't get it plugged in good enough because I knocked the cord loose.
Contact.
All righty, you got a contact.
Okay, roger, roger. Thanks, Bob. KAJOY, clear with you. Contact, come on in.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Charlie 3, Papa Tango Charlie. I missed the call. The guy was reading the article about the black holes, but I got a question. Do you think this is going to lead to removing the black crayon from the Crayola box bulb?
Hey, that's a great question. I wonder if it's going to eliminate Black Friday, let alone the black crayon.
Well, that's a good idea. I mean, you know, let's just make everything black illegal.
Wait a whole lot of time.
Oh, I tell you, it's a crazy world, guy. Hey, thanks. Sorry I didn't get back to you when I lost my power there, Tim, but KC3PTC. But, yeah, you know, everything is...
turned into a racial nightmare intentionally by this federal government and these bureaucrats that think that they can manipulate us into a race war. And that's what this whole thing is all about, you know, and I just keep seeing this come in day after day. And, you know, I get out among people, and you don't see the racial tension except for the ones who just are city-bound or deprived of any real information. And those are the ones who are racist the most are the ones screaming about it. And they want, and they're just trying to make something out of nothing. So there you have it. All right, let's see. Who was last on the list? Bill?
Bill was last on the list. Laura is next. And I think Whiskey Zero Mike Papa is going to try to check in before you go on.
Whiskey Zero Mike Papa?
Okay, Whiskey Zero Mike Papa.
Roger, roger. Whiskey Zero Mike Papa. He's in Minnesota. His handle is Mike. M-I-K-E, Mike.
Okay, Mike, we got you in there out of, what did you say, Minnesota or Michigan?
Minnesota.
Okay, let me get my abbreviation. Okay, Mr. Mike, hey, give me a radio check from Minnesota real quick.
Well, I'm getting you at about 10 over 9 direct. I have the SDR in the background just in case, but I'm hearing everyone direct. You are 10 over, go ahead.
Okay, very good, Mike. Well, thank you for coming by, and we'll be down to you in just a short. So if you'd like to hang around, please do so. We'd be glad to have you put your comment in.
I will do that. I will be monitoring and waiting my turn patiently and listening to everyone else that has excellent input. So back to you, Mr. MP.
All right, clear with Whiskey Oscar and Mike Papa. So that's Mr. Mike out of Minnesota. Do we have any other late check-ins?
Yes, well, I don't see you put me in there.
Okay, Mr. Larry, it'll be down to you in just a short. So let's go ahead. So stand by, Larry. I believe you're going to be on deck right after Mr. Tim. So I'd like to thank Miss Laura into JTT for monitoring tonight with into IRJ, Mr. Marty. So it goes down to Mr. Tim, KC3 PTC. Come on in. What you got for this round?
I don't really have too much for this round for the net in general. I'm just enjoying it. I'm glad to be here, and I'm going to miss it Saturday because I want to be down to shore. I might try to bring a radio with me and string up a wire. Maybe I can take you up there. But, man, I'll tell you, it is going crazy. It's all about divide and conquer. I agree with you when you said that, in general, there's no division. There's no racial division. And the ones who are the most racist are the ones that are crying about it the most. So we need to stay united. We need to keep everybody in check and get the information out, and we got to defeat the communists at any cost, at any cost. So that's all I got. Back to net control, KC3, protecting the Constitution.
Aye, very good. I'm gonna write that down over here so I can remind myself. Protecting the Constitution, PTC. Hey, thank you, Tim. KC3, Papa Tango Charlie. Protect the Constitution. That's a great dang call. I like that. Hey, well, thanks, Tim. We'll come back around to you here in just a short. Mr. Larry, in for ROQ. Let's go down to Mr. Larry out of Tennessee. Take it away, Larry.
Okay, thank you, Jesse. I'll try to go through these kind of fast here. I spoke the other day about these, I do understand these liberal socialist Democrats that are running the education of our country. I do know that in Florida, I got this from someone that's akin to me, and they have some teacher access to teachers in Florida, and they say that they are
in Florida, even starting them out 5 year old, that they are telling these kids that they can be a man, they can be a woman, they can be whatever you want to be. Just talk to your dad, and you can be changed to whatever you want to be. And also, they have rooms set up. They say this is a place where you can go in and masturbate. 5-year-old kids now, this is the education they're getting in the grammar school. They say you can go in here and just do it all, masturbate whenever you want to. And this is what we've got this room set up for, and this is what you can do. So you think I'm kidding, check around, maybe some of your local schools. I do know what's going on in Florida for 5-year-olds. These socialist Democrats are trying all kinds of crap. Okay, and then moving from there, Trump and CPAP was great. I watched it. I did doze off a time or two. It was like an hour, 15 or 30 minutes long. But he talked a lot about the election was stolen. There is no doubt about it. There is no doubt about it. Shutting the precincts down, shutting everything down that night. They went in and they didn't have enough cheating votes in there, so they had to cheat a little more that night to get the win for Biden. And the fix was in. So they got enough votes in there and stole the election. Trump talked a lot about Giuliani. He said that, of course, Giuliani, if you haven't heard, had his law license. This is Trump's lawyer in New York, Rudy Giuliani. They took his law license away because they're saying he said fake things about the election, that the election was stolen. They took his law license away because he said that. He's got all kinds of evidence. So these Democrats are ruthless, very ruthless. And Trump didn't like that at all. He said that, Rudy has done a terrific job in office and as a lawyer, among other things. So you guys, if you haven't watched Trump's CPAC speech, it was Sunday. Go on, just Google that. Probably see it on, I think I looked at the Right Side Broadcasting, but just Google Trump's CPAC speech, 2021. And there's an old one. I even got on the old one, which is in 2016. So they've got that one archived in there, too. Be sure you put 2021 if you want to watch that one first. 2021. He talked a lot about how the Biden's handling all this illegals coming in. There's hundreds, if not a thousand times more illegals coming in now than when Trump was in office. He had it stopped. He was working with Mexico, the troops, to turn the asylum seekers around and turn these caravans around and stopping all this illegal stuff, the drugs, and then all these coyotes that's bringing in all these kids. He had all that stopped. Trump has just started all up again, the same old crap. Let's see. And also, he talked about Afghanistan. And when he was in office, he told his generals when they pulled out, he wanted every piece of equipment brought back to the U.S. or brought back out of Afghanistan, wherever they wanted to take it. And he said that, everybody, if you watch any TV about Afghanistan now, you see all these different groups of people from that are taking over now, that they're pulling out, driving all of our trucks around over there. We left them for the enemy.
Biden and his bunch left him for the enemy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Now, this is a socialist bunch that left it probably, you know, just to help the enemy out. So, he talked about that, and among other things. If you haven't seen this speech, you need to watch it. He talks about a lot of different states and what happened in those states that he knew during the election, and about Black Lives Matter, about a lot of these different groups that are causing a lot of problems in the U.S. So he's always got a good speech. You'd really enjoy that. And also, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Governor Abbott. He's the governor in, don't go off on me here, he's the governor in Texas. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, Republican on Monday, said the Democratic lawmakers who left the state earlier that day to deny Republicans a quorum to convene a special legislative session and consider the sweeping elections. To go back to the RS discussion a little here. And by the way, Abbott is a great, great lawmaker in Texas. He's in a wheelchair, and he really does a great job. They denied the Republicans a quorum to convene a special legislative session and consider a sweeping elections reform bill will be. He said these people, these Democrats that left and went out of state, will be arrested upon their return to the Lone Star State. The majority of Texas House Democrats fled the state on a charter flight bound to Washington, D.C. on Monday in an effort to stop the passage of a measure that would overhaul the state's election procedures in addition to other controversial priorities, backed by Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, Republican, during a special legislative session. Members of the caucus carried out a similar effort in May, staging a walkout from the state house floor late one night to block the passage of the election procedures bill, which may have restricted access to the ballot box. The bill called for new limits on early voting and curbside voting, banned round-the-clock voting centers and voting facilities and outdoor structures like parking garages, eliminated straight ticket voting, and limited the use of drop boxes. Abbott on Monday vowed to arrest the lawmakers who fled and hold them inside the state capitol until they get their job done. If these people want to be hanging out wherever they're hanging out on this taxpayer-paid junket, they're going to have to be prepared to do it for well over a year. As soon as they come back in the state of Texas, they will be arrested. They will be cabined inside the state capitol until they get their job done. Abbott told local station KVUE. He said the Speaker of the State House can also issue a call to have these members arrested. The governor added that he can and I will continue to call a special session after special session all the way up until election next year. So he's serious about these Democrats walking out and going to up in Washington and not being able to, the Republicans couldn't have a quorum, so they couldn't vote on anything. So he's serious about this, about his bills that they're working on down there. And the way these Democrats are using that ploy to stop the work being done. So anyway, back to you up there, Jesse. You got that power of pole set back together there, I believe. You take care and doing a good job. From Larry in Tennessee, back to Liberty Net, N4ROK.
Hey, very good there, Larry. And, yeah, those are called Anderson poles. Plugs, the Anderson-type pole. They are all quick and convenient, but they ain't worth a crap for
pulling again. Hey, thanks, Larry. Hey, just quick one, Larry. You know, these five-year-olds being told they can masturbate. You know what? When you start messing with my children, and that's where we really have a line problem. Everybody out here in this dang country, if you know, I know I'm speaking to the choir, but for all you shortwave listeners and whoever else may be, you know, paying attention, you need to get your kids out of public school. Even to pay these private schools ain't any better now. They're taking your money and still teaching your kids how to do masturbate at 5 years old. I mean, what is wrong with these people? Oh, man, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you, and you know, they want to talk about Trump always bringing up election fraud. Well, we haven't heard nothing but Russian collusion for the last 5 years ourselves. So, and they're going to mock President Trump over this. Well, I'll tell you what. This is none but a communist installed government that we have right now. They did not win this election, and some of tomorrow's, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, I got 5 articles just on election fraud. That's coming out of Fulton County, Michigan attorney, let's see, Georgia, and some other, by the way, and I believe, was it Oklahoma? I think Oklahoma was also going to do a audit, so, hey, there you go. But anyway, let's move on. And Governor Abbott, he's doing a great job. So I hope he locks every one of them up and gets them kicked off of and have them impeached. That's what needs to happen. All right, let's take it down to Mr. Mike out of Minnesota. W0 Mike Papa, come on in.
Okay, very good. Been listening along here, enjoying the conversation, and I was down in the friendly bunch there and came up here right after. And a lot of interesting stuff going on. I find it interesting that Trump's speech at CPAC was censored on YouTube, and it was taken down so you couldn't watch it on YouTube. Now, here's an interesting thing. His YouTube, you can go there and you can watch a speech of Adolf Hitler. And I, as a historical context, I looked at him, and there is Adolf Hitler speaking in German, of course, with the, where they put the text up so you can read it, the subtext, or, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, it's on there on YouTube. So I can go there and watch Adolf Hitler talk about, how his views on ethnic ethnicity and how certain groups of people are destroying the country. And that's okay. I can watch Adolf Hitler do that, but I cannot watch Donald Trump talk about current events here in the United States and what he believes. And there's other things, too, wild, wacky, videos of, liberal conspiracies and all this stuff that you can watch on YouTube, but you can't watch Donald Trump. Why is that? What is it they're so afraid of with Trump? They obviously have a fear of him, and I am just going to adjust something here. 1, 2. Hello, radio. I don't know what's going on here with my my connection, but anyway, so I find it interesting anyway. So that was my thought for the night when we were talking about the speeches and all that stuff, and I was talking to my dad about that the other day, how that was the case, and I find that very, very odd. So anyway, that's what we got here, and I haven't been on the net too much, so this is one of my first times contributing, and hopefully I'm readable and understandable to everyone listening. So back to net control. This is Whiskey Zero Mike Papa.
Okay, very good, Mr. Mike. Well, hey, thank you for coming by and contributing. Yeah, we always appreciate some fresh input. And, you know, if I'm wrong in any way, I hope somebody calls me out on it because, you know, I have a one-way mindset sometimes, and once in a while, I may need to be corrected. So, you know, all input is welcome. So thanks, Mike. And yeah, very good. I find that strange as well. I mean, why can we listen to Hitler, but yet we can't listen to Donald Trump gripe about a little bit of election fraud? A little bit? No, this is nationwide takeover, ladies and gentlemen. Dominion voting machines needs to be exiled from this country because they are a third party, and we're allowing these people to run this election. I don't know which article I want to go into, but we can continue with election fraud, Saturday night, but I want to see what happens there out of Maricopa County tomorrow. But, hey, Mr. Mike, thank you, sir. Out of Minnesota, W0MP, thanks for being here, and always definitely love to have you come back. So, thanks, Mike. All right, moving back to the top of the list, it's going to go to KAJOY, Mr. Bob, in just a second. But I want to read this story because I missed my story, I've been egging all night to read this to you guys. But this is unreal. Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas, I don't know how you say his name properly, Mike Alpha Yankee, Oscar Romeo Kilo Alpha Sierra, Mayorkas. Well, anyway, he says true refugees are fleeing Haiti and Cuba by boat. We will not be given refuge, but fake refuge still welcome. So anyway, the Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas, born in Havana, okay? This guy is a Havana-born guy. So anyway, the story goes into he's born in Havana, whose parents escaped Cuba when Castro took power, and lived in Miami ahead of moving to California, and could not be further from from what America stands for and wants. He keeps the southern border wide open while blatantly lying about the situation there, and now he announced the boat people from Cuba and Haiti will not be allowed in the United States. Later, he said that if they escape, they will be sent to other countries and not granted exile in the United States. Well, let me pause for 1 second. Why would he do that? Why? Why would he allow the southern border wide freaking open, and yet he's going to send the refugees from Havana back into the United States and exile everybody else? I mean, you know, he's going to let the southern border people come in and claim refuge, but yet Cuba and Haiti can't? Well, I'm going to tell you why, ladies and gentlemen. I wanted to go into further on this story, but I want to say this before I forget. They do not want the communist people coming into this country telling everybody else what communism is all about. We are being invaded by Chinese and government officials who's being taken over by the Chi Cons, and we are being infiltrated as we speak. And they cannot have these people come to this country to tell everybody what really communism is all about. So this is the bottom line. Anyway, the story goes in further by saying Biden, Obama, Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas announced yesterday that he would not allow boat people escaping Cuba and individuals from Haiti's refuge in the United States. Well, I just gave you my reason. People fleeing from Cuba by boat entering the USA, and they demonstrate fearing of being prosecuted or tortured in their home country. Homeland Security
Moy Cuss warned on Tuesday, allow me to be clear. If you take to the sea, you will not come to the United States, Moyokas said, highlighting the dangers of traveling. The dangers of traversing the Caribbean Sea and the Florida Straits by boats. Well, personally, crossing Mexico, the desert, that's not hazardous. I tell you what, these people have lost their God-given mind. Anyway, CBS goes on to support Moyokas, claiming the U.S. has done this for decades, but it's not wise to attempt to back anything Moyokas says due to his habit of lying to the American people. So anyway, this is something I just wanted to bring up tonight, so I appreciate everybody tolerating that. Hey, this is KG4ZXC in the Virgin Frog State of Pennsylvania, high in the Allegheny Mountains of Pennsylvania, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Going to the top, KHLY. Take it away, Bob.
All righty, Jesse. I've got an article again from the Epic Times. And let me see, I'm transmitting okay. Kenny County, Texas. This year's illegal immigrations are unlike those from previous years, according to Kenny County Sheriff Brad Coe, who was also a Border Patrol agent for 31 years. We're starting to see more intentional damage, Cole told the Epic Times. I've never seen it quite like this. Somebody's making a statement. He said that the past 6 months, illegal aliens that get past Border Patrol in Del Rio, Texas area are walking through ranches, destroying fences, water pipes, leaving water faucets on, and breaking into homes. Yeah, but they won't let the Cubans that want to come to this country and say how bad communism is. We've always had a fence cut here, cut there, because they're hauling dope for small kids or something, he said, but we've never seen the intentional big 4x4 holes in the fence, or now a 10-foot section just cut completely out. That's what's really starting to bother me. The cost of replacing a mile of fencing can run up to $30,000, the ranchers told Epic Times. It's all just out of spite, I think. In May, Border Patrol detected 51,000 illegal immigrants that slipped past them along the U.S.-Mexican border in the same month. Apprehensions hit a 21-month all-time high, with the agency arresting 180,034 illegal border crossers. The majority of the illegal immigrants eluding Border Patrol and walking through the ranches or being smuggled in vehicles are young males traveling in groups, according to the local sheriffs and Border Patrol agents. Many ranchers and homeowners are now having to constantly carry a firearm with them while they're on their property. A resident told Nalisco that he had to hold an illegal alien at gunpoint, but the man still wasn't backing down. And the resident finally had to cock the hammer and say, you take another step and things are going to change here. No local said, that's the last thing I wanted to hear. That we are shooting, we have somebody that had to kill somebody. I hope it never happens. It's a mess, that's what it is, but nobody seems to care about it down here. We're 60 to 65 miles away from the border, and they say that everything's okay, per Kamala Harris. No, it's not okay. Most of the vehicle stops were finding weapons in the vehicles, so that's nuts. The sheriff said in the past illegal immigrants crossing their country would be respectful and largely stay away from homes and property unless they really needed help. These people now, they're demanding that you feed me and you will give me water. So, but everything's fine. There's no problem down there. But yeah, look at the destruction they're doing. The article continues, but I won't read it all, about this one rancher points to a water pump machinery that he's replaced several times after illegal immigrants have damaged it. They get water and then they damage the pump system. Well, that's stupid. Then there are other people can't get water. But
So, yeah, oh, it's fine. Kamala, you know, there's nothing to see here. Amazing. We need to get control of this quickly. And I don't blame the ranchers for carrying firearms. It's the only way you're going to protect yourself. With that being said, back there, Jesse, KG4ZX Tennessee, KAHALY, and I'll let you know that KI4JCG, number 3, he checked out. Over.
Okay, thank you, Bob, and appreciate that. I will mark him. Where the heck did my pen go? There it is. I'll mark Mike off the list. Thank you, sir. Hey, Bob, by the way, Bob, I was going to say that your remote station is doing well.
Well, thank you. Last night I was on it with the a group down below, and the internet was a little noisy, so I had some hiccups, but it seems to be working fine tonight. So thank you, KHOI.
Hi, very good. Hi, this is KG4ZXC in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Moving down the list, KI4GST, Mr. Rob, are you still with us, sir?
Thank you, KG4ZXC. Yes, the Wednesday Night Liberty Night. And thank you, KAJOY, for being out there as well. And I'm about to say 73s, but I want to leave it with a quote from the late, great Robert Frost from one of his poems. The woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep. And miles to go before I sleep. Ladies and gentlemen, the woods are dark and deep right now, and this is a very trying time for everybody. For everybody. But we gotta keep on going. We gotta keep on going forward. We gotta hold the line and stay the course. Because we all have promises to keep, not just to ourselves, but to this country when we're born and decide to take this country into our heart and take oaths of, as Americans, and not just to that, our constitutional rights, and to everybody who has fought to honor this country and give us the great ideal that is freedom, all those who have served, who are currently serving, and who will serve, and all those who paid the ultimate price and the families along with them. We have the promises to keep to them, and we'll eventually get there. We have miles to go before we sleep, but when America takes that beautiful breath of justice and freedom, it might be the greatest sleep we ever took. KO4 GST.
Hi, very good, Rob. Well, thank you for the fine choice words there, and we appreciate you being here tonight and supporting the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Good to hear you, sir. Great signal coming in up here in the Alleghenies. Got you about 10 over S9 on the last go-around, so good signal. Hey, thanks, Rob. Come back Saturday night. We'd be glad to have you aboard. So, 7-2s, Rob.
Thanks, sir, and I appreciate everybody out there, and I appreciate the Liberty Net, and I want to thank everybody for all their good stories tonight, and all their great comments, and this is KO4GST 73.
Hi, Mr. Rob, 73s, and Godspeed, take care, I'll talk to you soon. KO4GST, Gulf Sierra Tango, Rob out of South Carolina, clear with you. KO4FE, Mr. Gill, what do you got for the for this round? Let's see, are we on the 73 round?
Yeah, we are.
Well, good golly, time flies when you're having fun. Take it away, Bill.
Okay, KG4ZXC, Liberty Net from KO4FE. Well, Jesse, I'm going to take a break from the totally insane stories and come back down to earth. Got to deal with the reality on the ground. I don't know if Bob heard this report that came out from the Fraternal Order of the Police,
But here's a headline. This is the Post Millennial. It says ambush attacks on police officers up 91%. On Thursday, the National Fraternal Order of Police, FOP, released some alarming statistics regarding attacks on law enforcement members nationwide. As of June, 51 law enforcement officers have been shot in 40 ambush-style attacks this year, including non-ambush attacks. 150 officers have been shot this far in 2021, and 28 officers have been killed by gunfire. I guess what they're talking about, these ambush attacks, is they call the police or they do something they know will draw the police, and then they wait for the police to arrive and then open fire on them. It says, all in all of 2020, 48 ambush-style attacks occurred that left 60 wounded and 12 dead, according to the organization's 2020 summary. A 91% increase in ambush-style attacks from the year before, according to the NFOP. The new numbers represent a disturbing uptick of assaults against police in the last few months. Well, is anybody shocked at that, with all the anti-police propaganda that's going on constantly coming from the left and the Democrats? The figures are coupled with staffing problems at local police departments, as few forces are able to replace officers who retire or otherwise leave police forces across the nation amid the defund the police movement. What would be justice if all the police in Washington, D.C. quit and let the politicians fend for themselves? Well, anyway, I got to leave with a good story. Gateway pundit, juror fined $11,000 for causing mistrial by telling jurors that ICE officer's patch is a white supremacist badge. Some liberal nut got what he deserved here. A New Jersey trial was stopped and a juror was fined thousands of dollars after he disobeyed a judge and Google searched a patch on the uniform of a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer, believing it to be a symbol for white supremacy. The case of U.S. versus Kevin Ruiz Quezada is a perfect example of how deep the leftist rot of identity politics has affected every aspect of modern life. Even ICE uniforms are being mistaken for or interpreted as symbols of a non-existent system of colonial supremacy and prejudice, according to reports. A New Jersey federal court was trying a man named Kevin Ruiz Quezada in Camden for allegedly assaulting an ICE agent in December 2017 at Ruiz Quezada's home. The defendant was a permanent legal resident, but was eligible for deportation to his country of Nicaragua following two previous convictions. Those convictions were for crimes involving, quote, moral turpitude, according to the New Jersey Courier-Post. When federal immigration officers went to arrest him in 2017, he allegedly attacked. Officers were pulled onto a living room table, according to the official complaint against the defendant. One of the officers required minor surgery after the scuffle. The accused is being tried for that alleged assault, but the trial was derailed thanks to the actions of a rogue juror who defied a judge and relied on an internet search engine to assist with research, the judge said in the case. The Courier Post reported a man named Stephen Mealy was deliberating last month with jurors when he and others became confused about a patch on a nice uniform. Per the court, Mealy had been told not to use books, the internet, or other means to do his research. He allegedly ignored that order and went to Google for answers, only to be led to believe that the uniform patch was a logo for white supremacy. The UK Daily Mail reported Mealy shared his findings with other jurors. The Department of Justice said in a media release that Mealy had been fined $11,227 as his actions caused U.S. District Judge Robert B. Kugler to fine him in contempt of court and to declare a mistrial. So anyway, that nut dummy got his just desserts. I doubt if he'll ever pay the money, but still, at least he got something for spreading Marxist anti-white nonsense in the middle of a trial. So anyway, Jesse, back to you in 73s, and thanks to everyone that checked in on the net, and appreciate you and Bob running the thing. So anyway, back to you, Jesse, KG4. TXC and the Liberty Net, this is KO4FE 73s.
Hi, Bill. Well, thank you very much, sir. And, that guy finally got what he deserved. You know what, Bill, I before you run off, I just want to remind you that whenever you see an idiot that's doing stuff like that, bringing these statements up. You know, okay. Slander is one thing when you know you're lying about somebody, but when people are just so ignorant and naive and just downright going against everybody to push their own agenda, we need to take them out in the woodshed and give them an attitude adjustment, because these people need to be reminded they are consequences to everybody's actions, and it's only a matter of time before it's going to hit the fan, and everybody needs to remember to keep the powder dry. Anyway, thank you, Bill, and Godspeed, sir. KO4FE out of South of West Pennsylvania, clear with Mr. Bill. All right, Miss Laura into JTT. Thanks for being there tonight listening. Say hello to Mr. Marty and Net Manager into IRJ. Let's see, it's going down to Mr. Tim, KC3, Protect the Constitution. Come on in.
All right, thank you very much for letting me join you, Nick. I really enjoy this, Nick. And Bill, up here in Hopwood, you're about an hour from my son, so maybe one day when I get out to visit him, maybe I could look you up. But all the articles you brought up, and somebody said it earlier, keep your powder dry, long live the Republic, and protect the Constitution. One thing I got to say is these leaders, if that's what you want to call them, they take to uphold the Constitution of the United States, especially the President. And so what does that put him when he's leading the charge to dismantle it? Sounds like a violation of his oath of office, along with the Vice President, the leader, Speaker of the House, and the Majority Leader. They're leading the charge to dismantle the Constitution that they swore to uphold and protect, and they all need to be removed from office. With that being said, I'm going to send it back to Net Control. 73, everybody have a great evening. What a phenomenal net. I love being here, and everybody have a great evening. KC3, protect the Constitution. Well, be clear.
Okay, Tim, thank you for coming by, and not a bad signal coming out of your area. The storm is actually just now clearing you by the radar, I believe, so hopefully the band will get better. But we're glad to have you aboard, sir, and you come back Saturday night. We're always good to have you aboard. So Kilo Charlie 3, Papa Tango Charlie, protect the Constitution. I like that call.
Thank you, Tim, and God bless you, sir. Before you go, Tim, I just wanted to make one thing, mention one thing. I am so shocked that these Republicans have done not one, there's only one lady, Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's the only one that has brought up impeachment to talk about impeaching this so-called installed government. You know, I guess you can't impeach somebody if they're installed because he damn sure ain't a president. I'm just wondering where all the impeachment is here. Every Democrat known to mankind was trying to impeach Trump. Where is the outcry for impeaching this bastard? All right, enough said. Thanks, Tim. Have a great night, KC3PTC. Mr. Larry, N4ROQ, out of Tennessee. Take it away, Larry.
Okay, thank you, Jesse. Do y'all want to know what's happening on the border situation and Biden and who's left in and where they're going? We'll see if Tucker Carlson can tell you here. This came on about an hour ago. Tucker Carlson, Pentagon leaders are trying to hide the truth about illegal immigration from Americans. Now here is this socialist government we got in here. Let's listen to this. So this is, it's not real short, but it's got a lot of good information in. Tucker obtains whistleblower report on military flying illegal immigrants. He's got the military flying illegal immigrants. Tucker Carlson tonight, host reacts to migrant apprehension numbers. This is how many that they're apprehending. It's not a partisan talking point or any kind of exaggeration to say that Joe Biden has opened the country's borders to the world. Since Biden's inauguration in January, the Border Patrol has apprehended close to a million foreign nationals coming from this country overland through Mexico, coming into this country. How many people is that? Well, it's more than live in the entire cities of San Francisco or Denver or Seattle or Indianapolis or Boston or Charlotte. We could keep going. That's all in just 6 months. 6 months, 1 million people. We keep going. That's all in just 6 months. That's enough people to change our country forever. You may argue that that's a good thing. You may argue that. Americans will benefit from this influx of people from foreign countries. If so, we love to hear that argument. No one has so far explained how that works. GOP lawmaker torches squad members' ridiculous, appalling push to defund Border Patrol. But what you can't argue is that opening the borders was legal, or that anyone in this country voted for it. The current mass movement of foreign nationals into the United States was never approved by Congress. No one passed a law asking for it. The Biden administration just did it, unilaterally, without asking Americans what they thought of it. They probably already knew. Every poll we've ever seen shows clearly that voters of all backgrounds opposed open borders. The policy is highly unpopular, so the administration couldn't say out loud what they were doing. Instead, they're operating in secrecy. They hid it. They're hiding it now. What exactly are they doing? And here's some information. Tonight, we have a new information for you that answers that question, at least in part. This show that confirmed that the administration has enlisted the U.S. military to move illegal immigrants secretly around the country. It's happening at Laughlin Air Force Base in Texas. We know this is happening there because a man called Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Burroughs sent his subordinates an email spelling it out very clearly. Over the next few days, weeks or months, the note began, you may see passenger aircraft on our ramp transporting undocumented non-citizens. Please review the attached public affairs guidance on the issue. Burroughs' email then instructed uniformed military personnel to hide what was happening on the base from the country they're sworn to serve. Video shows Texas officers pursue suspected burglar. I'll skip that one. Do not take photographs and refrain from posting anything on social media. This is the what Burroughs sent his subordinate. Lieutenant Colonel Burroughs offered no national security justification for keeping any of this secret because there is none in Fort Hill. He just told the people who work for him not to talk. We got this email from a whistleblower. At first, we doubted it could be real. During the last administration, the Pentagon firmly refused to protect America's southern border. That's not our job, they said. Too political. Send us to Syria. And yet, according to the document, here was the very same U.S. military leadership at the Pentagon helping the Biden administration with maximum enforced stealth with secrecy to subvert the country's core immigration laws. And here's an article that says Arizona AG seeks injunction to reverse Biden administration's ending of border wall construction. It was hard to believe that could be happening, but it is happening. The Pentagon has confirmed it to us. Spokesman Chris Mitchell described the flights, now we're back on that article again, as a non-citizen movement. These are the flights the military is sending these illegal citizens. And it'll tell here what they're doing and what they're saying about it. Part of what is called the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement's mission. He told us then to direct any further questions to ICE. So we did. We called ICE multiple times, in fact. ICE did not deny they were using Laughlin Air Force Base to relocate foreign nationals in large numbers into the interior of our country and do it secretly. The question is, where are these people going? Several times, ICE promised us additional details, but in the end, we never heard back. ICE later confirmed this report to be accurate. You can see the response below. Let's see. Apparently, Americans don't have a right to know where foreign nationals are being resettled in their own country. We do know, thanks to the Center for Immigration Studies, that the Biden administration has been sending illegal migrants all over the country for some time now. Narrator, what happened most of the time is that they're boarding buses and heading into America's heartland, a conveyor belt of commercial and charter buses, just like the one out of the Del Rio, Texas, are carrying tens of thousands sight unseen from Texas, Arizona, and California borderlands northward, and they're dropping Haitian, Venezuelan, Cuban, and Central American family units in Florida, New Jersey, Tennessee, Massachusetts, Missouri, North Carolina, Georgia, Kentucky, and large cities in Texas, such as Dallas and Houston. Changing the electoral map, are we? Serving the businesses that paid for you to get elected, are we? Yes, we are. Those were buses. Now, administration is using aircraft and Air Force bases. That ought to give you some sense of scale involved here. What you're watching is demographic transformation in our country without our consent and in violation of our laws. That is happening. Our job is to shut up and accept it. We know that they will call us names if we don't accept it. But no thanks. What's happening? What they're doing is wrong. It's a violation of the most basic promise of democracy, which is that citizens get to control who runs the government. We as citizens have no absolute right to know what they're doing. Okay, that's pretty much it. But you can see that Biden administration is sending these illegal immigrants all over the U.S., and no one knows where they're going. So this is what we got. Thank you a lot there, Jesse. I've got to make a quick run, check on Mom there. So back to Liberty Net from in Florida, Key, Larry in Tennessee.
Hi, thank you, Larry, and say hello to Mom, and I hope she's doing well, and thank you for that article there. I want you to save that one for Saturday night. I want you to reiterate on that Saturday night, on the Saturday Night Liberty Net, Larry, because I think everybody needs to be aware that they are sending these troops. I'm calling them troops. Because this is the Joe Obama's army that he wanted to put in place to be as large as the United States military. And this is 44's implication upon us. And these are nothing but young militant style people. And if I have any say whatsoever, I would say that this is who we're going to end up having a problem with here in the future, because they're getting to the point where they're going to overpopulate, and they're going to be more of them than us before too long, especially a million a month. Come on, what's wrong with this picture, ladies and gentlemen? But thank you, Larry. God bless you, sir. You and everybody on the Liberty Net tonight, thank you for being here. All right, we're going back to the top of the list, and that's pretty much me. I'm going to give my final input, and this is a piece of good news. I hope everybody pays attention to it. Oh, well, we got one more to go. Mr. Mike out of Minnesota, W0 Mike Papa. What do you got for your final say there, Mike? Come on in.
Comment.
Whiskey 0 Mike Papa, take it away.
I got a quick comment after he's done.
I can't hear him, Bob.
Let me try. He might have taken a nap. Whiskey 0, Mike Papa. Mr. Michael in Minnesota, did you take a nap or did you check out? Nothing heard, Jesse, and I did hear another gentleman say he wanted a quick comment.
Okay, yeah, I wanted to make sure I didn't miss Mike real quick. The station will make a comment. Go ahead.
Last one there before I go on, sign 73, you guys. It's KC3 PTC. And you hit it right on the head. This is an invading army. They're unarmed. So bring them in. And it can be very easy to arm them once they're here. That's the best way to get your army behind enemy lines. Been saying it for years. I'm so glad that I wasn't the only one to see it. And we need to do something about it. So with that, again, God bless the Republic. Protect the Constitution. And keep your powder dry. 73, guys, I'm going to hit the hay, and thanks again for a great net.
All right, well, thank you, Tim, and take care, sir. I'm glad to have you aboard. KC3, PTC, 73. Hi, Bob, I'm hearing somebody else in there. Is that just somebody else, or is that Mr. Mike?
It might be somebody else having a QSO out towards the west. I can't make it out, that's for sure.
Okay, roger, roger. All right, well, I'm going to sum it up tonight with this last piece of information, and it's probably some of the best news of all night. I ran across it just a few minutes ago before I was getting ready to close it down, but breaking news, Michigan Rhino, GOP, executive, good golly, I can't even speak tonight. Rhino GOP executive Jason Rowe resigns after pressure from grassroots activists. Trump Republican protest at the Michigan Republican Party headquarters in Lansing, Michigan, back in May. They were upset that the executive director of the party, Jason Rowe, had made repeated just submissive and never Trump statements to the GOP group. Can this an activist want to get the attention of the new party chairman to fire Roe? In May, Roe was the Michigan political event and where he got into an argument with several Republican activists and the candidate for the office about the Trump legacy and about allegations of voter fraud in the 2020. Roe told conservatives they were idiots for supporting Trump. Idiots!
Yeah, okay.
For believing in voter fraud, we see it left and right. Anyway, that's the way forward was by supporting moderate Republican candidates, such as many has worked in the past, including moderate California Bush ally James Rogan, who lost his re-election to notorious Adam Schiff. What a piece of shit he is. Alright, well anyway, I won't keep it going, but you get the gist. We lost one rhino, so Joe Rowe, see ya, buddy. Don't wanna be ya. Anyway, thanks everybody for running the net. Thanks, Bob, for helping out with the net tonight. Do you have any final comments or anyone else have any final comments before we shut the night's Liberty Net down, please? Call now.
November 4, X-Ray Yankee Charlie.
Thank you for being here tonight and running the net.
Okay, roger, Bob. Stand by 1 second. Will there be somebody else underneath Bob? Come on in.
Yeah, November 4, X-Ray Yankee Charlie.
Okay, November 4, Yankee X-Ray Charlie. Name and location.
The name is John. I'm located in Chattanooga. The call is N4XYC.
Okay, XYC, okay. Sorry about that. I wrote it down wrong. Anyway, come on in.
Okay, well, I just wanted to make a comment that that you had someone commenting, and they had a lot to say. His name is Sam, down in South Carolina. He doesn't have much of a signal, but I was able to copy him quite well here in Tennessee, and he got stomped on real bad, and so you need to call on Sam and let him make his comments.
Well, if I could hear him, I will definitely do so. Thanks for letting me know. Did you get his full call by any chance?
Yeah, Sam is KB4TXO, Tango X-Ray Oscar, I believe.
Okay, Mr. Sam, down in South Carolina, KB4TXO, I believe. This is KG4ZXC up here in Pennsylvania. Let me see if I can copy you, sir.
This is KG4ZXC. Thank you, Joe. I have got the low The Biden administration has been bringing these people insertions into this country illegal for quite some time. And there is a problem and a reason for these people. They're not families, they are individuals, and they are in great trouble. Sooner or later, they're going to have to fight these people. Believe it or not, in our country, this is happening. Out in the Midwest, we have towns that are counties and they're not going to be in the north. So they've got these people in these locations. It's going to
Hey, well, very good, Sam. I don't know if the rest of them caught you. You was a little bit light, but I caught about 90% of what you were saying. And, yeah, these probably are the people that is going to give us some problems in the future. And very good choice words on the rest. But, Sam, you know, this is the problem with this country right now. We don't have any representation anymore. It's taxation without representation, and everybody out there knows what's happening, and we see it before our eyes. We're not going to just lay down and let it happen. So Mr. Sam, hey, thanks for being there tonight, and we got you on the list, and I hope to hear you Saturday night. Maybe the band will improve by the weekend, and we'll hear you a lot better. So KB4TXO 73, Sam. Alright, N4XYC, thank you, John, for letting me know he was there, because I could barely make out his signal on the last go-around. The band's quite noisy here.
Yeah, may I make a quick comment? Is that permissible?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Well, you know, when Obama was president, he made a speech about that he needed an army, meaning his political party. Does everybody recall that?
Yeah, I remember that when he says he wants to build an army stronger or as strong as the United States military. I remember that phrase.
Well, he's the one that's running this, and he's been groomed since he was 10 years old by Frank Marshall Davis, who he lived with two or three nights a week, and Frank Marshall Davis was a very, very intelligent man, and the only problem with him, he was taking his orders from the Soviet Union, and but anyway, he's been groomed from age 10 to orchestrate this, and
Thank you, John, and appreciate you being here, and you're right. Obama's running, Obama's still running the show, evidently, and I actually believe that myself, him and a bunch of other jacklegs. Hi, Mr. John, you have a great night, sir. 73's N4XYC out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. That's Mr. John. All right, Mr. Bob, you have any final say before we shut the night Liberty Net down? I'm going to let you have it.
Well, I tried putting the Kilo Bravo 4 Tango X-Ray Oscar in, and I got nothing on that box.
Okay, it's KB4TXO, ain't it?
I believe it's KG, Kilo Golf. That was my mistake. I'm the one that said Kilo Golf. I believe it's Kilo Golf.
Okay, we'll try it that way, Bob.
Kilo Golf 4.
Yep, that's it. That's Sam in Gilbert, South Carolina.
Okay, very good. And thanks again, John. I couldn't quite make his call out when he said it because I'm catching all these static crashes that's about to come across the area. But thanks again. And Bob, I'm going to let you say the final, I'm going to let you close the net out. And take it away whenever you're ready.
All righty, I'll read the closing and I'll let you put the ribbon on it, okay?
Roger, roger.
All righty, so this is KJY. As I close the window on this night's Liberty Net for Mr. Jesse, I want to wish Mrs. Calabash a good night, wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that are listening. A special thank you and a rest in peace to the Silent Key, W1WCR, Mr. Victor. W9FAM, Mr. Byrne. KE8INE, Mr. Jim from Michigan. KN4CF, Mr. Robert. November 3, Golf, Victor Alpha, Mike. Whiskey 2, Whiskey Charlie, Whiskey Frank. Whiskey 8, Mike, Papa Bravo, Harvey. Kilo 4, Golf, Alpha Romeo, Harrison. Kilo Bravo 2, Delta Yankee, Bravo, Dennis. Kilo Echo 2, Lima, Oscar, Eugene, and Mike. KI2J. It is my prayer for God to bless this great America, God bless this country, and God bless the elections for 2022. This is KAJOY, getting it back to KG4ZX in the sea to put the final bow on.
All right, thank you, Bob, and I think you covered everybody on the list. Thank you guys for checking in tonight, each and every one of you. It wouldn't be much of a net without your support and your input, so thank you guys. And I'd like to also thank all the shortwave listeners out there, because I know you guys don't get the same news if you're not on the internet all the time. You don't get the same news, and I'm glad that we can enlighten some of you guys once in a while. Our Silent Key, W1WCR, we miss you, Mr. Vic. Godspeed, sir. And I'd like to go ahead and shut the Liberty Net down tonight at 12:22 a.m. 7/15/2021, and thanks again, Bob, for taking the slot when I lost power. So 73s everyone, and God bless America, or I should say just God save America, because we need it now more than ever. And everybody pay attention to what's going to happen tomorrow on the 10 a.m. Eastern Time input with Maricopa County. Keep that in mind. So I'll say 73s to each and every one. Thanks, Bob. Thanks, everyone else. And great to have everybody here tonight. This is KG4ZXE in the Verdifrog State of Pennsylvania, once again in the Allegheny Mountains. This is KG4ZXE, and I'll say 73 is all, and the net is officially closed. 73, see you Saturday night on the Saturday Night Liberty Net. KG4ZXE.
Roger, roger, Jesse. 73, have a good week.